Thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. And if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Also, please make sure that y'all are going to my online store. Yes, my online store is now open. You can go purchase some merchandise from the Real Talk with Tim podcast. All you have to do is go to realtalkwithtim.myshopify.com. If you follow me on Instagram, you can click on the link in my bio and you can just go from there.
And today, guys, I'm back again with another great episode. And of course, I had to come back and bring back another one of my favorite guests from previous seasons. Man, listen, I tell y'all all the time, I thank people all the time about having a hand in my podcast and making it what it is today. So many things I can be thankful for. But the reason why I work with the people that I work with is because they have a hand in the podcast. They helped some of my episodes become what they became. And we could go down the list all day, but we ain't about to do that. What we about to do is do things how I normally do. Allow my guests to reintroduce themselves and tell y'all a little bit about themselves and everything that they have going on. So without further ado, I would like my guest to go ahead and introduce herself.
Okay, allow me to reintroduce myself. First of all, let me say, Tim, thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited to be on this season. I hope we can make this a every season thing. I love talking to you. I love it. But anyway, it's Danny from My Survivor Voice, and also the founder and president of Arthur Memorial Foundation Incorporated and victims advocate for victims of domestic violence. Just happy to be here, ready to get into this conversation because I got some things I want to say, and hopefully everybody hears me and understands where I'm coming from, even if they don't agree with me.
Hey, that's the beauty of having a voice and having a platform to speak on. You're speaking your truth, you're speaking your views on things, and people either gonna get with it or they gonna get lost. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what it's
basically about.
But look, today, y'all, today's episode is titled, How Much Access Does Your Partner Have to You? Now, what I mean by access is this could relate to a lot of things. This could relate to the whole going through the phone thing, the passcode thing, the tracking locations, everything under the sun, everything that a lot of y'all probably got going on right now or probably got into it about a whole lot. Maybe some relationships ended, breaking up, getting back together, all that good stuff. But Danny, now this topic right here, I know it's going to hit some nerves.
Let me
ask you this though. Let's go right into it, right? So let me ask you this. Is it necessary to have privacy in a relationship?
To an extent, yes. And the reason I say is that privacy is necessary is simply because we are private people as humans by nature. You don't want it. I mean, think about how shy you are going to a doctor who is going to help you get better. Like, especially for us women, when we go to our OBGYNs, we get shy and be like, I want to undress behind the curtain, even though the doctor's going to be all up and through your business. So yes, privacy is important in any type of relationship because we're private beings by nature. However, in relationships, it has to only go to an extent at some point. And I know we're going to get into why I feel that way, so I'm not going to jump ahead of the game, but I have a reason for feeling that way.
Yeah. So look, so when we say privacy right now, a lot of people may, when you say privacy, a lot of people may think different ways right now. I don't mean like say if you living together with your significant other or something. I don't mean like I want to go in a room. I don't want you to come in here with me and that type of stuff. Because realistically, you know, it's probably a whole lot of whole lot of that going on, but in another way, like, all right, say like I got a man cave in the basement. I got my little bar down there, my gaming stuff, and just my whole little section going on, and you understanding of that, so you just giving me my privacy, my space. That's different. Or I may be giving you your space upstairs or in the other room watching your little shows, your little ratchet shows you like to watch, all that stuff. You know, that's different. That's a different type of privacy. But I'm talking about the privacy, like, let's just say I want to go hang out, but I don't really want you knowing when or where I'm going and stuff like that. That's the type of thing. It seems secretive, but I don't know. It's like a thin line, though. Some people may think, nah, you trying to be secretive. Why you don't want me to know where you at? Why you don't want me to know who you about to be with? That type of privacy. Right. Like, it's crazy, man.
Right. So y'all know I always say, if you heard me on any other of Tim's shows, y'all know I always say, I am not who I used to be. So hear me out.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to talk about that very thing. So back in the day when I was doing me and I was on my BS, I'm going to say that, when I was on BS, I was that person. Like, you don't need to know where I'm going. I'm going out. That's all you need to know. As I grew up and matured and became more dedicated to my relationship, I didn't care if you wanted to know where I was going. So it wasn't necessarily a necessity that you needed to know where I was going, but if you knew where I was going, it wasn't bothering me because I ain't doing nothing. But when I was doing something, no, you can't know where I'm going. Just know I'm going out. So no, you don't need to know who I'm with. Just know I'm going somewhere.
How did you get into that mindset of, I don't care if you know where I'm going to be at? How did you get into that? Because at first, it's kind of hard to, I don't know about other people, but it could be hard to go from, I don't want you to know where I'm at, versus just going to, hey, I don't care where you know, I don't care if you know where I'm at. Like, how did you end up thinking like that?
The flip. Okay, I'm going to tell you the flip. It was honestly an event that happened. So, like I said, I used to be on BS, for real. I'm not even going to lie. It's water under the bridge. But when I stopped, I still was like, I still don't, because it was second nature. You don't need to know where I'm going. Just know I'm going out. Hey, I'll be back. I'm going so-and-so place. I'm going out, whatever. And one day I went out on that same, I wasn't doing anything though. I actually had matured and grown and I was dedicated to my relationship, but I was still in that mindset of, you don't need to know where I'm going. So I went out and me and my homegirl ended up, we were going to go to the club, but we ended up not going. We were at her house. Ended up not going. We ended up sitting in the room, her living room, and getting drunk. And I was so drunk that I fell asleep in the recliner. It was like 2:00 in the morning. And my significant other apparently had gotten worried about me because had not heard from me. And so he started driving around the town looking for me and came to her house knocking on the door. Boom, 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 boom. We woke up like, wait, what's going on? Go to the door and he was there. He was like, is Danny here? And she was like, yeah, she right here. So he walks in and he sees me. You can see this look of relief come over his face, like, oh, she really wasn't out there doing that. You know, she really was here. And that was my aha moment. Like, at least now that I know that I'm not doing anything and ain't nothing for me to get caught in, the least I can do as a person that's committed to this relationship, to show him that I'm committed to this relationship, the least I can do is let him know where I'm going. Right. Just in case I have another episode where I drink too much and fall asleep, he know I'm safe.
Right.
So that was what started that change. Like, it took a while to still be able to do it consistently, but I started, you know, little by little, like, hey, me and his homegirl going here, or we're going to be at this place. If I leave, I'll let you know that I'm, you know, I'll let you know I'm okay. So. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's some people out there that if they was in that situation and they, for some reason, wasn't answering the phone because they was drunk or high or whatever, and their significant other was looking for them, I'm pretty sure in that situation, some people, if that significant other popped up at your whoever house looking for you, I'm pretty sure it's going to look like only look like they insecure. Like they didn't trust.
Oh, definitely
like
did.
They didn't trust that you was okay or not doing nothing. Now that's the tricky part in doing that stuff.
That's true. It did look like he was insecure, but why was he insecure? Because of me. Because of my past actions. That's why he was insecure. And what was so crazy, my homegirl, after he left, because I was like, I'm finna get up, I'm finna go, let me get myself together. I'm a little tipsy, I can't drive home, just, you know. And he left and went on back home. And after he left, my homegirl was like, Danny, thank God this wasn't 2 years ago.
Man.
Because ain't no telling what would have been going on, what would have been happening. Like, basically, thank God you was here and you've changed. But yeah, so yeah, he did look insecure, but his insecurities were based upon my past actions.
Yeah.
So.
But you know, sometimes, have you ever been in a situation where something like that happened? Not necessarily the same thing, but something like that happened and your loved ones or anybody in your close circle was nearby or they saw something, they was like, you know, I don't like him. Why he acting like that? You know what I'm saying? And even though they do know your past, right? Because even your past is your past. Your loved ones, they not who you dating. So even if you was away in your past, they not, you know what I'm saying? They not going to be looking at you like your significant other looking at you. So it's like, if he come in there, was, Danny, where you answer the phone?
They're going to be like,
what's wrong with him? You know what I'm saying? So you ever been in that situation where they saw or heard something, they was like, oh, what's up with him?
No, because I don't date people who, because I used to be the rah-rah person. I used to be the loud person, for real. Oh, like, yeah. I used to be the, why is she calling you, da-da-da? You know, that used to be me. So usually my other party was very calm. And so like that, when that situation happened, he didn't come in on no rah-rah stuff. He came in like, oh, I was just wondering where you was at because you weren't answering your phone. Like, so he just looked like a concerned but insecure significant other.
They were scared of you.
They were scared of my reaction. Not scared of me, but scared of, because I listen, y'all.
Hey, I think they were scared. Normally dudes don't do that to somebody who they know. Listen. That reaction on, yeah.
But see, remember, I was also, and still am, I'm also the type of female who has always stood on her own two feet.
Right.
So like, I think not so much scared of me, but scared of if I upset her to a degree. I was one of those people, I'm going to walk away. I'm going to be gone.
Walking away always good.
I'm going to be single. I used to be Trina. I'm single again, back on the prowl every other weekend. Because if you make me mad, I don't even want to be in a relationship no more. That's how I used to be.
So with that being said, is sharing each other's location a good thing to do, or is that a sense of control? Because you know, we living in a time now where you could drop them locations through them iPhones.
Right.
So if you was dating somebody and he absolutely required, I ain't gonna say demand, y'all, because I don't want to start nothing, you know what I'm saying? But if he required you to send him your location every time you go out, would you look at that as a sense of control, or would you look at that as like, oh, he just concerned?
Absolutely.
He wanna know where I'm at.
Mm-mm. No, because me telling you where I am should be enough. Now, if I'm going somewhere that I'm not familiar with, I will voluntarily share my location. That's different. But if you, it's a requirement, quote unquote, no, I'm out.
So let's talk about that. Why not?
Because why do you need that level of control over me? If I tell you where I'm going, that should be enough.
That's true.
That should be it. If I say I'm going to Walmart with Keisha, me and Keisha at Walmart, period. I shouldn't have to drop my location for you to see if I'm at Walmart on the boulevard or Walmart in Ridgeland. No, I'm at Walmart with Keisha.
That's true, man. That's true. I feel the same way. And see, the reason why I ask is because it could be confusing sometimes, because some people may feel like you're trying to control them, but then they actually really not though.
Right.
Like, look, they like, look, I'm just really concerned. I just, you know, life is short. It's a lot of crazy shit happening out here. I just want to make sure you come back home, or if I don't hear from you, you know, I know where to, I know what area to start at. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It could be seen both ways, but I look at it like this. So the only person, my husband and I, we don't share our locations with each other. We tell each other where we're going and that's it. But I do have my son sharing his location with me. But right. That is for me to be able to make sure that he's not going, quote unquote, somewhere he should not be. And that's for me to make sure I know where he is at all times. It's control because I'm the parent. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't 18. Want that level of control over my significant other. He's 18. About to be 18 next Thursday. Next Thursday, okay. He'll be 18.
Hey, happy birthday, baby boy.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We going to Mexico. Y'all pray for me because I'm taking him and three of his friends who are 17 and 18 to Mexico next week. So pray for me.
you know you gotta let them do their thing right when they out there. You know,
I don't know if I'm ready. But
you know,
hey,
you know, you know, Mexico teenagers. You know, you can't really.
I know
you're going to have your drink in your hand and all that stuff.
Oh, of course.
You're going to be good, though. You're going to be good.
Absolutely.
But I got to play. At some point in my shows, man, right, I like to play devil's advocate a little bit. Mm-hmm. But as long as people know that I'm such a nice person overall.
He really is.
I look at it like this. You know, I'm never in my life going to get on no platform and even try to compare a significant other and our children, right? I'm never going to do that. But I just feel like if you have a spouse, well, we just talking specifically spouse, not just no regular boyfriend, girlfriend. Okay. I feel like if you have a spouse and your child, I feel like if you feel like you absolutely have to share locations with your child because of the reasons that you gave, right, or more, whatever, then you should, not saying that you gotta do it, but I'm saying, but you should be able to do that with the spouse for the same reasons. But you know, it's the reasons might be different, but some of them can be the same.
Absolutely. But also, my child is still a child. Even though he's about to be 18, he's still a child and he has a child's mindset. He's not as mature as my husband. I cannot trust him to make sure he's doing everything he's supposed to be doing.
Okay.
I can trust my husband. Like I said, now, if we're sharing locations because of safety concerns, it has to be voluntary. You can't demand or require me to share my location.
Okay.
You know, like if I'm going somewhere, like if I go out to a club, well, I don't club anymore, but when I was clubbing, I might would be like, hey, this is where I'm going to be. This is the location. This is the address. This is who I'm with. Because if something pop off, this is where you start looking at me for.
Or
you
I'll
know
go,
as
I'll
an adult where you're
for
going.
For a while or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, as an adult, you know if you're going somewhere where the need is there for you to share your location. Nobody should have to require you to share your location. Kids, on the other hand, are trying to get into some mess.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They need
location. That's when you put it like that. That's a different story. Trying to get in mess and maturity and stuff like that. I mean, when you say that, that's different. But let's switch gears real quick.
All
right. I think it's good that you like to, you know, let us know that you, as we all do, you have a past, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Real.
So I'm going to assume that what we're about to talk about has happened in your past.
Oh, Lord.
Whether it's on your side or the other side, right? But first, I'm going to play a video, and then I'm going to ask the question. We talking about phone passcodes, right? We talking about phone passcodes. I'm going to play a video from Steve Harvey show. Shout out to Steve Harvey. When I play this video, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it.
All right. All right, this is gonna
be a good one. Let's go, ladies. What do you think?
Here's where you're gonna think I'm not tonight. No, deal breaker. No, never, no.
Never.
Not okay.
Never what?
Ever go through. That is deal breaker for me. You can't go through.
You should never
stuff.
Go through his phone.
No.
If you have to do that, then you're suspecting something in the first place.
And you're gonna find something even if
that's
it's
gonna
not
hurt
there.
Your feelings. Right.
Yes.
I'm too scared.
Whoa.
I'm too scared.
This is so different from what I thought I was going
to
hear.
Really? I found out my husband was cheating by using his phone. So that's why I think I'm scared. I won't go through anybody's phone. First of all, I'm a grown-up. I'm going to respect that you're not doing anything until I find out you're doing something, right? So that was really, that changed my life in a matter of an instant.
I just don't
my
think...
My whole world changed.
Understandably so.
So for me, I'm not going to check on you like that because that's not the kind of life I want to lead. And if you're going to do something, then that's on you. It's not on me.
So, Danny, I have to ask you this. How do you feel about sharing phone passcodes with your partner?
Okay. I don't feel like it's a problem because if something happened to me, you need to be, again, I'm committed to my relationship. That is the difference. At a time where I was not committed to my relationship, no, you can't touch my phone, let alone have the passcode to it. But I will say, my partner, my husband, has always, I've had his passcode since we were dating, and it has never changed. I've always been able to look in that phone, search, go on to Google, and do whatever, anything with that phone. He was not always able to touch my phone, but that's because I had something to hide. When I became committed to the relationship, and we decided that we were moving our relationship to another level and going to get married and all that, when I let that go, then I slowly but surely let go of my phone. I started leaving it out. It could be face up. I wasn't worried about text messages popping up on the screen. But I do agree with the women in the video that said that if you go looking for something, you're going to find something, even if it's not there. Mm. I never, even, you know, from the beginning with Jared's phone, I never felt the need to go through his phone. If I had his phone and his passcode, it's because I was looking in it. Now, other relationships, have I gone through phones? Absolutely. And did I find stuff? Absolutely. Have people gone through my phone? Absolutely. Because there's something to hide. If you're committed to a relationship, you know, it shouldn't be an issue with sharing or not sharing your password. Either way, it's that person's personal preference. You know, some people just aren't comfortable. Maybe they don't want you seeing their Google search. They might search weird shit on Google. You know, anything. You never know. So, but I don't feel like it should be mandatory or a necessity for me to share my passcode. I think when it becomes an issue is when you feel like you must have my passcode. That makes me not want to give it to you even more.
Yeah.
It's kind of like with kids, or I hate to keep going back to kids or whatever, but y'all remember I'm an educator by trade. So, but it's kind of like that mentality of, when your child is dating somebody and you don't like them, the more you tell them that you don't like them, the more they're going to want to see that person. Just let it be, and it will happen naturally. And that's pretty much what has happened now for me in my relationship. It's organic. Like, I don't care about you seeing my phone. There's nothing in there for you to see.
Yeah. Well, all right, y'all. So, for me, now, has my phone ever been gone through and it wasn't a good outcome? Of course. Mm-hmm. Plenty of times. Has my social media page been looked through, comments and likes and stuff like that, and it wasn't a good outcome? Of course. That was back when I was, you know, I was wild. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this, man. Like, I don't, if I'm being committed to the relationship or not, and a lot of people are not going to like my answer. And again, this is my platform, and I'm going to say what I feel, right? But being committed to the relationship or not, I don't feel like neither one of us should be going through each other's phones. Now, it's different if I was using your phone or you using mines or something like that, and you just like, you gotta go to the internet or something. You know, that's something different. I don't care if you wanna use it, but once you start going through stuff, and it don't even have to be nothing in there. Like, once you start going through stuff, you making me feel like that you don't trust me, for real. That's what it all comes down to, trust. If you have to, like I said, if you're just using my phone regular and something like that, and you're not even worried about my apps, You ain't worried about none of that. That's a different story. But once you start going through my searches, my text messages, my DMs, you looking at whatever else, then you acting like a detective right now. You act like you don't trust me. Why do you feel like you have to go through my internet searches? That's weird though. First of all, I don't even be on the internet.
Big
like
weird
on
energy.
My phone. Yeah, like I don't even go on the internet on my phone anyway. But once you start going through my history and stuff, like why are you doing that? Like you're not making me feel good though. Cause you're not making me feel good. So many words can be said, but you ain't making me feel good at all. Like I don't like for somebody to just be able to pick up my phone and lock it. Now I have a passcode because I know people that's in relationships that don't have passcodes on their phones. Like that's the dumbest shit in the world. Like passcodes is not just for like cause you trying to hide something though. You can lose. You know how many times I almost lost my damn phone?
Man,
like I was my heart.
I'm gonna left it in the buggy at the store.
My heart was skipping beats. Now, if I'd have lost my phone and I ain't had no passcode on that, oh my God. It's so many like pictures, and I'm more concerned about the pictures, if anything. That's all I'm concerned about. You know what I'm saying? I will no longer be able to. There's so many things that can happen. But like I said, I don't like nobody just being able to pick up my phone and go through it because I feel like people are sneaky, people are nosy. So people can tell. You could be at a function at one of your friends, a friend cookout or something. You can sit your phone down. Somebody can see your phone, pick it up, go through it just because they that type of nosy person.
Basically.
Like, that's what passcodes is for. Like, it makes you not trust people with your phone in their hand. You ever gave somebody your phone? They say, hey, can I see your phone real quick? And they got your phone. They standing next to you. And you standing right there.
And you looking to see what they do
with your phone. I'm like, I'm like that. I want to see what the hell you about to do. Like, what you doing? You clicking too much. What you doing?
Right. I was about to say, just like when you be like, oh, look at this picture. And you hand the person your phone and they start swiping. I said, look at this picture. I didn't tell you to swipe through my damn photo gallery. What are you doing?
Nah, I don't do the passcode thing.
Man, I agree.
I don't do that. Once you want to look through my stuff, you have to have a reason to want to look at my stuff. If I gave you any type of suspicion that I was like up to something and you was accusing me, first of all, you better be careful. Cause if you think, cause I got my little ways. Sometimes I could be standoffish. I don't like to talk. I like to be left alone. I had those moments and you could be thinking there's something else, but it's really not. So be careful.
Be careful
with your accusations, because if you accuse me of something and you want to go to my phone and you look through my phone, and you don't find nothing, we done.
Right.
Cause I was just in my way just now, and you thought I was cheating, and you want to look through my stuff. Now you look stupid, and now you want me to be like, now you sitting over there, oh baby, I'm sorry, and forget that. You don't trust me. You should have just you supposed to know me and how I am. You know what I'm saying?
First and foremost,
you're supposed to know that I like to be alone sometimes. It's rare that I do, but you should know that happens, and then you should be able to read it. Don't come with the accusations, because if you get egg on your face, man, I'm sorry, y'all.
Basically, and then not only that, my thing is, just like they said in the clip, if you look for something, even if it's not there, you're going to make something out of nothing because you're looking for it. You already have made up in your mind that it's there. That's the reason you went looking for it in the first place. So with that being said, what's the thing? If you think he cheating, why you gotta have this evidence? If clearly there's some actions going on that make you feel that way, you either are going to deal with it. It might be internal. It might be your own thing. It might be your own insecurity. You either gonna deal with your own insecurity, or you gonna address his actions that's making you even suspect that they're cheating, or you gonna walk away. You got those three options. One of the three. What are you gonna do? Join in, join out. Either way, you gonna join. But the having that feeling that you have to go through somebody's phone, absolutely not. I agree with you. Yes, we should have passcodes on phones because we keep so much information in our phones now. Like you said, not just for relationship purposes, but you know, I've left my phone in buggies at the grocery store and all kinds of stuff. People get a hold to your phone. They could clean my bank account out if I didn't have a password.
Man, they about to go on your
you know
they about to go on your Instagram and start posting pictures and
Man. It's the most up. Exactly.
You better hope they don't find you got your spouse number in there as baby, boo, wifey, hubby.
Exactly. They're gonna call and mess all that up. Right.
I'm trying
exactly.
to tell you. Like,
so,
it's just
yeah,
not,
I definitely
just don't
think
like
we
that,
should have
man.
Passcodes.
I don't think we
should have passcodes. Yeah, for sure. And I don't think that we should feel like you have to share them. Like, if you do, great, because they want to use your phone, but I don't feel like it should be a necessity in a relationship for you to share your password.
Yeah. And I feel the same way about the location thing. But see, this is another thing I thought about today. Now, you know, and now I think this only applies like when y'all living together and stuff. So, does your partner have to go everywhere you go, whenever you go? Now, I ain't talking about like when you want to hang with the girls or when he want to hang with the boys. I'm talking about like, oh, you about to just go to the store, or you about to go to, I don't know, the market or whatever, wherever you about to go that don't involve your friends. Do you feel like your partner have to go everywhere you go?
No, hell no, absolutely not. Never. I don't know another way to put it. No, for what? Why? No, absolutely not. And what's crazy is, and I'm going to call my friend out. I'm not going to say her name, but she going to know exactly who I'm talking about. I have a friend girl. Her husband literally goes everywhere she goes. Man. So much so that sis has now secured a job where she's away from home so that he can't go with her.
Hey,
when I say girl, we would say, hey, let's go eat Mexican and have margaritas. Here he come, only man there. Hey, let's hang out. Let's, you know, meet up at my house and have drinks after work. Only man there. Listen, yeah. No,
absolutely.
Does
she have
not
a pass?
Because I just want some time. She does not. That's what he has the past. He's the one with the past. Is what's really crazy. So I don't know if that's his way of showing I'm with you, I'm committed to you, I'll never do that to you again. I don't know what it is, but
I know what it
not.
Is. We ain't gonna go there.
Look, because when I tell you, and it's so much so that it has become a friend group of three. It used to be four of us, but anyway. It's a friend group of three, and it's become a topic of discussion, like in our group message, like, hey, we going to the spot, and no, he can't come. Like, that's crazy. No, freaking no. Absolutely not. Your spouse, your partner, no, they don't need to go everywhere you go, because I mean, sometimes I just want to ride in the car by myself and just listen to my music.
And that goes back to having alone time and your privacy.
Yes.
That's what it all boiled down to. Because if you don't, I feel like two people who are around each other 24/7, 365, no breathing in a room without each other, you will get tired of each other.
Absolutely.
I can't even be with nobody like that. If you got to be everywhere I'm at, everywhere I go, everywhere I step, every room I breathe, you breathe, I don't like that, because we're going to get tired of each other. We yes. will. I don't know about you, but I'm going to get tired of you.
Yes, and I'm going to start like to resent you. Every time you walk around, I'm going to get an attitude. Every time.
Yeah. I don't do that. I don't like that. It's a lot of stuff I don't like, mm-hmm. but it ain't, the list ain't long, y'all.
Mine is. No, I'm just playing.
So, Danny, if you was on a scale of 1 to 10, and this is going to wrap up the episode, y'all, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how much access does your husband have to you? When I say to you, this involves phones, your work, your connection with your friends, your connection with your son, your everything. How much 24/7, 365 access does he have to you? 1 to 10. I hope he don't ever get to listen to this show if the answer ain't 10.
It's definitely not 10, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie to you. And again, it's not because of anything that he's done, or it's just we don't find it necessary. I'm going to say like a 4 or 5.
Okay.
Because like my husband, like when it comes to friendships, he ain't, even like, you know, you pillow talking, I might say, oh, you know, so-and-so going through such and such. He'd be like, oh, okay. He don't get involved in that stuff. He don't really care. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, as long as I'm okay and Matthew is okay.
See, I'm the man that'll be like, oh, for real? Dang, so I'll be asking questions. I'll be like, damn, so how long she been talking to him? I'm like, damn. So basically she did. Well, so basically he did. That's me.
Right.
But too much. I mean, it depends on if you telling me some good juicy stuff, then I'm gonna ask questions.
Somebody wanna listen. Yeah, nah, he just ain't that dude.
If you come home talking about, hey, my manager, you know, she gave my coworker the job that I wanted, and da, 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 I'm be like, damn, that's fucked up. Well, you know, you just keep trying, you know. I ain't even gonna prolong that, man. I'm not interested in that. I want gossip, man.
That's the podcaster in you,
know? Yeah, man. I want gossip about some good stuff, man. Give me some content to talk about.
Yeah,
a lot of my content that I put out. A lot of my content I put out was from me being a listening ear to somebody else's situation. Danny, I need you to remind these people again, in case they was living under a rock or they pressed pause and they walked away for a little bit and they've done forgot. I need you to remind these people where to find you, what you have upcoming up, and any breaking news you want to give, any Easter eggs you want to plant, let us know what's up.
For sure. So you can follow my advocacy page. I am now referring to my Survivor Voice as an advocacy page, because this is the very last season of my Survivor Voice. Season 3 is it, because I feel like I am being pushed in another direction to be able to help as many people as I can. So podcasting, unfortunately, will not be a part of that, but I do plan on still, you know, being guest on other people's shows.
Wait a minute. Hey, y'all, I didn't know this. I didn't know this before starting this show. So that's about to be your final season.
Final season. I have so much going on with the nonprofit and with my advocacy work. I am moving into advocating for more legislation for survivors of gun violence and domestic violence, where that intersection happens. And podcasting just isn't going to be a part of that. I still will be, you know, supporting survivors. The page will still be there. I'm still going to be sharing my little nuggets. Still going to be going on shows talking about me and my shenanigans and things I've done in the past and my opinions on current situations. But I won't be podcasting anymore after this season. You know, survivor stories can get really heavy. But the page is still there. You can follow it at My Survivor Voice. And you can please follow my nonprofit. Make sure you support. We help survivors of domestic violence. It's at Our3Inc. on Instagram and Twitter.
You know, Danny, so many things can be said, but that's another conversation for another day. But y'all already know where to find me. Instagram, Real Talk with Tim. Twitter, RTWT Podcast. I'm trying to stay on the TikTok wave. I'm trying. Y'all ain't gonna see me on there breakdancing or nothing like that, but I'm trying to be on the TikTok wave. Bear with me, but you can follow me on TikTok, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. Now, I want to thank Danny for coming on my platform again. And she ain't, look, I don't care what Danny tell y'all about her season finale, with her season ending and stuff like that. Y'all gonna keep hearing Danny on my podcast, y'all, because
I'm gonna keep finding her,
you know? I'm gonna keep finding
her.
But thank y'all again for listening. Tune in for the next one. All right, we out of here.